Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is July 5th, 2018. It's the day after the 4th of July. And I have to tell you, there were like fireworks. I know there's so many people posted pictures and just like bombs, you know, just going off in our sleep. But it's over. It came and went. There was many mixed feelings on many people's parts. But yesterday, everyone was out in full force. That was cool just to see everyone together. And you know, the world will always be changing, and there will always be a reason to be excited about a country celebrating its birth or its inception. And boy, I heard so many things yesterday. I was actually kind of surprised, but at the same time, you know, people, you know, they don't know where to express sometimes frustration and also good things. So it was interesting, a very, very interesting day. So today, 13 years ago, my dad passed away, and I always remember this. Well, it was the 7th. He didn't yet, but they took him off of life support. So, wow, I just forgot that. I thought it was today, but it was 5 days between the two. It was the 7th. And it always feels really weirdly cool around this time because I think about my dad a lot in this time, in this whole beginning of the month. And I always tell myself, we all get to come and we all get to go. And whatever we decide to enjoy, and I have to say it that way, decide to enjoy, we get to enjoy. And when we decide not to enjoy something, we get to not enjoy it. It's so unbelievably simple that it's hard. Because everyone says, well, yeah, of course you could say that. Well, yeah, of course you had. And I think, well, everybody's parents love their children. Everybody's. I mean, I don't know someone who birthed a child and, you know, hated the child. But we're still people. And we come here to experience what we come here to experience. The trick is, and there's like this trick because it's so simple, we pass it by. But trusting ourselves, God, trusting that life will go on with or without us. And it's our job, our work, to find that way that we can live here and hit that place where inner peace, just that inner peace, that part that allows you to feel like, wow, I'm here and I'm okay and I'm happy to be here, forward to my days, and this is what I want to do in them. That simplicity takes so much work to get to because of the way our lives are run, the way we have created, the way we're supposed to live, where everybody's indebted to somebody for something. They can't rest. And now we have a lot of anxiety. And so, okay, that's not working very well. Let's find another way. And we are, because we're survivors. The other way worked. It worked throughout my dad's life and throughout my mom's life. And they haven't been gone for very long, but there has been chaos. There's always been chaos throughout history, but there's been chaos because people are now reclaiming their lives because we are survivors and we realize that our lives got ahead of us. That's it. Fix it and we go on and we grow on. Again, it sounds so simple and it's so hard to do, but this morning, for some reason, clear to me, and it's Dream Theme Thursday. And today I have three dreams that I'm going to get to in this time. So I'm sorry if I took up some of the time from the dreams, but it just was so clear. You know, you wake up some days and no 2 days are alike, but I just, all I could think in my mind is it's so simple that it's hard. That's crazy. Crazy thought for today. Okay, so I go on. I have a first dream, and it's from Chris Kip Woods. And he says, and hi, Chris, we haven't seen you for a long time. I'm talking long time, like months. So it's nice to see you again. Hi, Nadia. Love you. Hug. I had a dream. I was in a supermarket and seeing a Batman helmet. I opened the helmet, the phone, but there was nothing inside the helmet. Then an old woman was in front of me that I felt was wicked. I started shooting at her with a gun, and then out of nowhere, a pure white horse ran past me and went around the corner. It came back, and I started to stroke its face. As I was petting it, I was repeating the words, beautiful. Then the horse turned into a spirit woman, and she looked like a teenager, very pretty. There was a lock chained to a gate, and it was the shape of a love heart, but cracked in the middle. So I got my gun, held it to the lock trigger, and a blue flame came out of the barrel, and I started welding the lock together that I broke. What do you think? Thank you. Okay. That is one of the craziest I've read. There's so many things going on in it, and yet there's one thing going on in it. Throughout your whole dream is about healing. Everything that came at you, kid woman, the broken heart, you mended the broken heart. You started pushing away what harms you or what you believe harms you, which was the wicked woman. You started shooting at her with a gun, but then out of nowhere, a white horse ran past you and went around the corner and it came back and you started to stroke its face. And as you were petting it and repeating the words beautiful, the horse turned into a beautiful woman. Look like a teenage. And then you see a broken heart. And it's cracked. It's not broken in two. Our hearts don't break. But then you healed that too. Your whole dream was no matter what comes at you, you will not only survive it, it will be better. So a very great dream. As I was reading it, it sounds like, you know, one of those flashes in a video. You know, they have music videos and they have all these flashes coming out and all this stuff happening. But everything that came at you, everything that you thought could go wrong, everything that was missing, you came out of it ahead. That's a good dream. That's not a scary dream. That's not a weird dream. It's a good dream. So just take it that you not only healed some big parts of you, but you've healed them so much that even in your dreams, there isn't a way to get you. And the beauty of this dream is most of the time in our lifetimes, we take on a way of thinking that's hard to break because just who we are, we don't even know we need to break it. But sometimes through different events in our lives, we are forced to change And when I say forced, I mean it's really hard to change. We have to go to facilities, or we need help, or we need to talk to people, or we need to write it out, sing it out, do one thing after another to face it. But generally, we may spend our lifetimes doing that. But this dream is like one of those leapers, like, oh, okay, I'm healing now. This is what it feels like to heal, so much so that even in my dream, I can take care of myself. Wow. That's a big wow. So I hope you enjoy the interpretation. That's so cool. It is just absolutely amazes me, especially the ones that sound like, well, this came out of nowhere and that came out of nowhere, but yet there's one thing happening throughout it, and that's exactly what was happening for you. So, wow, good dream, good one to start with for today. And I have, I just got to make sure. Okay, this one is Keep It Anonymous. So, hi, Nadia, great show again. Last night, I had a really awkward dream. Please keep it anonymous. I woke up to an alarm and fell asleep again. Then my dream started. In my dream, I woke up just as I did before and looked outside. I opened the door to an old man sitting on a bench waiting and observing. Looking at him, I realized he had intoxicated me with something. I could not think straight, but I ran to the neighbors for help. There was a nice woman, but busy. The moment I accused the old man of intoxicating me, I sobered instantly, like switching a button. So surreal. I felt it had all been a trick of my mind and nothing was really real. The dream continued, but I don't remember how exactly. Thank you for reading my dream. Dream. When you think something happened to you from the outside in, but then you wake up and you realize, no, wait, I'm still me. I'm okay. It's telling you that you will be okay. You're not on the wrong path. You haven't been tricked in your mind. You haven't been intoxicated. Part of your dream is that you're questioning your method. You want to be on a high. But life isn't a high every single day, but it can be most of the time. But we're just different every day. I think that's something we really have to think about, because sometimes we think, oh my gosh, if I'm not happy now, I'll never be happy. Some days you just wake up and you're tired. Some days you wake up and you're quieter. Other days you wake up and you can't do enough. And you go, wow, I did the work of like 5 days in one day. Oh my gosh. And then you kind of want to do that again. And you will do it again. It might not necessarily be tomorrow, but you will do it again. Thing that every day gives you what you need to get where you're going. When we want things too fast, when we want that, we're going to get disappointed. When we don't know what we want and we want other people to tell us, we will be disappointed. Other people can help you if they can, depending on what you need. Nobody can intoxicate you. You sobered up in your dream. That's the biggest part of your dream. You're just waking up. And sometimes to wake up, you have to be so bare and so raw that there's nothing left to be taken away from you that you thought you couldn't live without. Ground zero. Okay, we went through this and we went through that. And now we went through this and now we'll go through that. And now you're left with you. Pay attention. This is the time where you need to pay most attention. but one thing that I know never worked for me and hasn't worked for anyone that I worked with yet is that you cannot demand answers. You have to experience the answers. Otherwise, you will not understand them. It's easy to adopt like a chameleon and be whatever you think you could be. But a part of you knows better. We cannot escape through fantasy. But we wake up when we realize I have nothing left to lose. What's most important to me? That's why in the summit I do the if you had 7 days left to live, what would you do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? And the reason I go through saying all of those names is because you don't realize how long 7 days are. And if you were to really plan them and not have anything to obstruct your plans, what would you do? Who would you see? Bigger part of that, because there is a bigger part of that, isn't that, okay, now I've got my priorities straight. And I said this before, and it's worth saying again. It's that whatever you decided to do in those 7 days should be included, one or two of them, in each day of your life from now on, because it keeps your energy in a place of understanding the worth of a day and the worth of your life in that day. If we just say, oh, it's another day. And then we'd wonder where the time went. And then we wish for it back. But you have this opportunity where you woke up. And sometimes that reality is scary. And you reach out. You want somebody to save you. But that's when you learn to save yourself. And it's a good dream. It wasn't an awkward dream. It's a good dream that you woke up in your dream, that you switched like a button and you sobered up and you're like, okay, wait, not intoxicated anymore. What can I do to build my life now? Because now whatever I put in my life is my choice. So I hope that helps you. I have one more dream to go. And this dream is, hello, Nadia. I hope all is well. I had a very same dream vision twice last night. I looked at my bare feet and they were either old or sick, and they seemed dead as if I were dead. I saw this during two very separate times last night. I don't know what it means and why I had to see it twice. Much love to you, Nadia. I forgot, my ankles and feet had large bruises or large old age spots. Love you and thanks so much, Nadia. Well, I have to tell you, there's two things. One, when you feel like your feet can't move or aren't usable, the biggest question you can ask yourself today is, what am I doing in my life that I don't want to be doing right now, and I don't want my feet to take me there? I don't want to go. Want to go. It's like a little kid screaming, I don't want to go, Mom. Yes, but you have to go. Because your mom knows where you're going and you're going to be okay. But a part of you doesn't want to go. So you dream that your feet can't take you there. Now, the kicker is that you dreamed that they were dead. Coolest part of the dream. Because anything that dies means there's new life behind it. So your feet are taking you to a better place. Don't dig your heels in and not go. You don't want to go, but there's a new life behind this dream. Sometimes we dread things. We don't want to do them, or we don't want to go through something we can already see and we still have to explain it to everybody. Just trust. Just trust that you're going forward, not that you've turned over a new leaf. It's that somewhere in you, you are ready and can accept what's around the corner. Because there's something new for you. And it's your job to find it. But you can only find it if you get there. Cool. And I have to tell you guys, these dreams, any of your dreams, the scariest ones that you could dream, they have something good behind them. I know there's people who scare the heck out of you and tell you, oh my God, you dreamed that? You can't dream. But that's not that. Our dreams aren't designed to give us fear or doubt or worry or control. Even my scariest dreams, when I would run them by my mom, she'd say, oh, no, they didn't die. That means you gave them more life. I'm like, how did you get that out of my dream? And when she'd tell me, I'd say, wow. And I always felt like, you know, that's when our unconscious works. So if we have any mental trash to take out, it's going to come out. If we have any direction, that's where it's going to happen. Even when we don't remember the dreams. Some of us, we remember them down to the last detail. I had a great dream. There was a Santa Claus in my dream last night. But I woke up at 4:37, and when I saw the time, the dream went away, and I couldn't recapture it. Not funny, but I wanted to. It felt good. I was, like, anticipating who I was supposed to meet somebody with Santa, and I can't remember who or why. But I woke up before I met the person, so it's like unfinished. That I remember, but I don't remember as much about the dream. So when you get this much detail, there's a reason you get that much detail. And it's always, and I will say always, good news. We have been taught to be scared of everything. Oh, but what if this? And sometimes, you know, in our waking hours, we can find things to be scared of. We create a life around that fear with living with that fear. We're just okay with it. Because we think we should be living with fear, because then that way nothing bad will happen to me because I'm already worried about this. That's how scared we are to be happy. Because we don't know what happy looks like entirely. We don't know. We don't know what it feels like to accept that we're happy and just go on. We're either like really, really happy and floating around, or we're down. Or we just met someone and now our life is on track as though our life couldn't have been on track. Your life is on track today. It's on the track you belong on, no matter who's in your life and no matter why. We're not born with the cards stacked against us. We were born to find a way how to stack our cards. how to incorporate our experience into a life that we can live and feel like we're living. And our dreams are a huge part of that. Sometimes we want to dream and get things taken care of. But I have another dream in the chat, and it says, if you have a minute or two left, I had a series of very short dreams one morning, probably less than a minute each, and remember the end of one. 2 days before these dreams, while putting my laundry away, I noticed the necks of some of the tops were frayed and decided I need new tops. In the dream, Friar Tuck from the Robin Hood stories was my husband, and I was told he needed all new shirts. I haven't thought of Friar Tuck or the Robin Hood stories for years. I can see where the dream came from, but cannot figure out why Friar Tuck was in it or why he was my husband. Any ideas, Nadia? This is actually quite whimsical because, you know, you go into the Robin Hood stories and you start thinking about, okay, I need to replace things. I know you kind of have a great idea of why, but why was he your husband? Why was he there? Why was he the one in your dream? Because in our lives, and I know it sounds interesting because the partners we choose, have chosen, have been with, whether they were our husbands or not, or whether we have new husbands coming or whatever it is that goes on in our lives. It just signifies partnership. That you are a caring partner, but bigger, not just to your husband, because at first it was you who needed the new shirt. And then it transferred to helping someone, to taking care of someone. Saying is fantasies are exactly that. Check that out. But you've got real life figured out over and above the fantasy. You can see what needs taking care of and you can take care of it. So whatever it is you need to take care of, the fantasy part is something that you're over and above. You can see reality and you can fix reality. See reality, fix reality. Because even with the fantasy, you were so logical. You were still right there. You say, hey, you know what? I need to take care of this. And it was something as silly as a frayed shirt. But it's because you pay attention to detail. So you will take care of things to the last detail, regardless of what's going on and who's going on around you. That was cool. I'm glad I checked the chat because sometimes it's hard to get in there. So I hope you enjoy it. So go ahead, Francis, and take care of detail and know that you can. I will see you guys tomorrow. I love you so very much. Have a great Thursday.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.